Ed, it's 4:41, so you let me know when you need to.
All right, and we're back on this Wine Wednesday. You're listening to The Vero Insiders, your happy hostess with mostess Anna Valencia Tillery,
Faye Dominique,
and Kitty Wagner sipping on some frisky Pinot Gris from Oregon, having a big time.
Yeah, thank
Blue
you.
Blue Star.
She loves white. Faye just loves white wine. That's it. She can sip on it, and she's happy. You know, Vero Beach Magazine has the most amazing publication that they provide to all of us residents and those that aren't here year-round. They get to have it their subscription sent home to them wherever they are.
Abroad, it's great. They have a great service for that.
They sure do. And the July edition is so special. It gives us lots of tips and tricks as far as how to beat the heat. Cold fruit salsas, poached salmon, delicious things that we can enjoy in the hot weather.
Vacations in the Rockies.
Vacations in the Rockies. Well said. Our bronze beauty, Miss Kitty. Both of these girls, they come back and they're all bronze. Meanwhile, I'm just working here, girls. Don't mind
please,
me.
Yeah.
Stop. Don't make me cry.
It's how
I know you
I
came back from vacation with mosquitoes.
I know. That was hardly the same.
That's not really.
That was not bronze.
Not so much fun.
No.
It was pale.
You're braver than I am. We had that discussion.
I know. Yeah. Fearless.
The only form of camping I want is hotel camping. Yeah, hotel camping.
Costa. A little staycation.
I mean, I can speak to Costa. When I first moved up here, you know, being that I was introduced to the area through Amelia and Gloria, I stayed at the hotel extensively. It was, you know, it's
first
true.
Hand.
It's a jewel in my heart, and I hold it very dear. But yeah,
so was that the first time you saw the Vero Beach Magazine?
That is the first time I saw Vero Beach Magazine, to be quite honest.
Well, you know, I've been really keen on the fact that I've had, in the past couple of weeks, three people call me up to say that they were going to start their subscription. They had just moved to the area, and when they move with White Glove, we provide them a welcome to your new home bag. In the bag are all sorts of goodies, things inevitably that you need that first 24 hours of your move.
Alcohol.
That.
Yes. Yeah, a cold bottle.
Paper towel. You know, a trash bag.
That first roll of toilet paper.
That first roll of toilet paper. I'm thinking of you folks. I'm just saying. I'm helping. And
the Vero
Beach Magazine. And three people have said, wow, I now know the food I want to try, things on the calendar of where to go, what's going on. And that's always in the back of the publication. So if you're looking for something to do in the area, or if you want to help get the word out about your business or an upcoming event, Vero Beach Magazine is the premier publication in which you can express yourself. And of course, you can visit theveroinsiders.com, check out our new site.
Yes,
it looks
definitely
pretty fancy. And click right to them and find out how you can subscribe. They have great package deals. It's pretty amazing.
Totally.
And it makes
it's
a wonderful
quality
gift.
Publication, being that I've traveled all over and again, lived in South Florida. And so the publication is top notch. It's beautifully done from cover to cover. And it's just a lovely, you like it as a table book. It's really that well done.
It's definitely a keepsake. So, Faye, you've done events. Let's face it, you're our event expert on the show. I come to you for guidance.
What's coming up? What do we got going on?
Yeah, what can we do? Because you had mentioned that you've collaborated with Ed and his team at Costa to be able to host weddings, other large-scale parties.
And
that
corporate
sort of
functions
corporate
as well.
Corporate functions,
exactly.
Sure. What's some of the tips? What are some of the recommendations that you have for our listeners this week as we go into my almost birthday? That's right. I'm milking this for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, you little Leo. Getting ready for your birthday coming
up. So what would you say for us?
I mean, key is if you want a venue like Costa, be smart. Book ahead. Mm. They are very popular. People understand it's the only celebrity-owned resort property. People look for that kind of caliber. So they get booked up very much in advance. So if you want something like that, reach out, you know, find out for your availability and, you know, meet the staff, do your walkthrough, make sure it fits to what you need. Anything else is just like anything. If it is last minute, you know, think about where you want to go, you know, the time of year and all that. Everything encompasses just common sense, which I know we always say common sense is not so common, but which is true.
That's so true.
You know,
so true.
So true. But, you know, just think about, okay, this is what I envision, or, you know, just because you saw another wedding, you saw it online, it may not be for you. You have to, you know, take the time to research it, look at it, walk through, feel it to make sure.
And is that something that you do oftentimes with your clients?
Yeah, well,
should they be picking out a venue? Do you start that process with them?
As early as I can, definitely.
Oh, good.
We recommend, and I do a lot of, you know, destination weddings in the sense that they can't even come here. So I provide a really good synopsis of what the property is, what they can entail, you know, what it has.
Oh, because your client is abroad. Ah.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And I'm the one that's expediting.
So you're Skyping them on a tour? Are they, Ed, do you have a good Skype face, you know? Like, does she come to you and say, Ed, meet my client on Skype? And
well, usually we Skype the property. I try not to Skype myself. I will definitely Skype Ed, but not myself.
Right? With all of this modern technology, did you ever see that in your career happening, that you had to be like a Skype general manager?
Official is everything.
Couldn't have predicted that 15 years ago.
Exactly, right? And yet it's a reality today, for sure. Yeah. Those are good tips, though, that really scout it out, plan ahead of time, because let's face it, I know a lot of people having summer weddings here within the state of Florida because it's so much more economical for us in the summertime.
Oh, definitely, because the heat is definitely a factor.
AC is not overrated.
Exactly.
I'll give you an inside tip.
Please.
You'll want to meet the person at the facility who is going to execute that wedding.
Ah.
There's different people who will handle you differently and the sales end of it and the catering and choosing menus. But what person is going to be on the floor executing it that day for you? Because there are no do-overs.
Right. Exactly right.
And you do not rewind
that is
the
true.
Tape. It is that important. So get with a person who's going to be on the floor executing it with the staff is a little tip.
That's a very good tip. Ed, you have a really good radio voice. May I just say?
Yeah, he really does. Yeah,
doesn't very he? Nice. Mm-hmm. I'm all entranced.
Wow, I've never been told that.
Yeah, I like it, Ed. It's really good.
You guys can't see him. He has the best smile to go with the voice.
Well, yeah, he sure does. Ed, if people are interested in knowing more about the property, maybe doing a little staycation perhaps, what's the website that they can go to check out more about, maybe book their rooms?
CosaDusty.com.
Oh, it's that simple.
It is that simple.
Oh, thank God.
And
but
you can
not
build
with
a
that
package.
Fancy slash. It's just CosaDe.
Correct. Not with a little hyphen over the D, no, just... Okay. To take that out. Yeah. And you can build your own package on our website. If you just want to have a couple's massage and a room and dinner for a night, you can have that. It's endless what you can build.
Oh,
and
see,
what
now
you
he's
can
talking
have.
My language.
Right.
There you go.
I'm
like,
kidding.
Wait,
look
did
at that
someone
smile.
Say massage and dinner?
And do you know the number of people we have? We have
loving
people
it.
From
yeah.
Vero
She'll
Beach
come
stay with
Sam
us. Every week, we'll have people from Vero Beach do staycations. It's coming more and more and more. I make about 5 or 6 rounds a day, and I speak to probably 10 to 12,000 guests a year just to keep the pulse on the customer and ask them, how did you hear about us and how did you get here? And more and more and more say, we live right here in Vero. We gave the kids to grandma and grandfather for the weekend, and we came over. It's our anniversary, and we're
Perfect.
Doing a lot more of that. They just drive 2 miles or 5 miles instead of traffic in 3 hours and more of an
Definitely
expense.
So. Now, if they wanted to book an event or a wedding, is it also on the website, or do they have a specific person they should contact when they call the property?
Aside from Faye.
It's on the website, and they can put in their parameters, their specifics of what date they're looking at,
Perfect.
What they want, what kind of venue, how many people, and that goes right into our sales and catering department, and it's handled there.
Perfect.
Well, what if I want to go on like a sunset sail and then have a massage and then have dinner?
Yes.
So where
he teams up with Sail Moonraker.
Oh, he does?
I hope so.
That's nice. That luxury catamaran is amazing at the city marina.
We just started Saturday morning sunrise kayaking tours with breakfast.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Our beach company starts about 6:30.
Yeah, the ocean's been nice and flat. Oh, wow. It's been spectacular lately.
This year more than I've ever seen it, because it's a windy part of the Treasure Coast, and it's been flatter more times this year than in, I think, the last 2 years combined.
It's
which
that
is
El,
really wonderful.
El, is it that? Are we at an El, La Nina or an El
no,
Nino?
No, we don't.
El Nino.
We're
El
on El Nino, but it's been a really obscure weather pattern right now.
Yeah, it's been very westerly.
Exactly.
Usually the summer is southeast, consistent.
And the heat came a lot Earlier. Quicker this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's but that upwelling, the upwelling in the ocean, have you, you know, the cold water that's coming up from the deep has dropped your temperature rate at the shore. It's really kind of nice. You get in and the top 2 inches are really nice and warm, and then you're like,
gotcha.
But it's great. It is refreshing because it's been so hot this summer.
Better cold water than a shark.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely.
So true. So true. So we were touching base about how amazing Costa is, how they team up with local businesses, how they help support our local economy, not just by encouraging their guests to go and enjoy the various shops and other dining experiences or excursions, but also by putting lots of people to work.
Definitely.
I mean, how many jobs is it that you support there within the property of Costa?
When I came, it was about 94. Today, it's 128, 3 years later.
That's wonderful.
And I started with 11 managers, and we have 15 today. And that was, those numbers are just to keep up with the increase in business levels that we've had the last 3 years.
Absolutely.
They definitely lead by example in the sense of how they run their property, how they handle it, and how they support the community.
So true, so true. I know that we've touched before on the fact that we have neighbors, if you will, neighboring counties, people coming to have a wonderful experience here in Indian River. And Rick Baxter of Press Journal, not only did he come on the show and talk about his great experience with White Glove moving downtown, that's right, but then he talked about how much he loves supporting our local businesses, and he and his wonderful wife and daughter stayed for a couple days there at Costa for their little family getaway, staycation, you know, just coming right next door and being able to enjoy it, and said that they had the most remarkable food, entertainment, that it was such a great experience and that they look forward to doing it all over again. So obviously, you're able to satisfy customers.
I actually have to book, I'm going to be bugging in, I'm going to book our staycation there. We're going to get a group of the ladies, all of us are cancer survivors.
Oh.
And we're doing our celebration of multiple times, and we're going to get together and stay at the hotel.
That'll be awesome.
That'll be way cool. Yeah. Way cool. Hey, Katie, real quick before we go to break, what live music could our listeners anticipate tonight and this weekend?
Hey, Anna. Well, yeah. Tonight I have Alabama Cousins. We love the Dacosa Boys. They're just fantastic. They can play anything, and their music selection goes from Johnny Cash to just about anything. They've done Train, Maroon 5. They're great. They're very current. They're very good. Of course, Thursday is one of my favorite nights of the week because we have jazz on Thursday, piano jazz. I roll the piano out and we get rolling with Mike T. It's always a great time. And then Saturday, I've got Soul Jam playing Saturday night, which is just
wonderful venues.
Great, great, great band. Yeah.
Oh, the fun never stops. You're listening to the Vero Insiders with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. Ed, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Don't go anywhere, folks.
Absolutely.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine, in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
Finally, it's arrived in Vero. A1A Fingerprints comes to you. Are you a nurse, CNA, child care worker, massage therapist, school volunteer, realtor, or lawyer? The state of Florida requires a fingerprint background check for your state licensure and renewals. We make it easy with walk-in, same-day service, and no appointment necessary. If you are a healthcare facility, we'll come to you and screen all your new hires with the fastest turnaround time and also bring your current staff up to date. In a recent law expansion, all massage therapists must now be fingerprint background checked effective July 1st, 2014. Visit a1afingerprints.com or call 772-494-6556. We're here to make your fingerprinting easy. A1A Fingerprints. If you're a healthcare facility, we'll come to you, saving your employees the trip. We have same-day mobile services available. a1afingerprints.com.
When you pay too much for your stuff, you get frustrated. When you get frustrated, you eat junk food and watch reality TV. When you eat junk food and watch reality TV, your clothes don't fit and your friends stop calling. When your clothes don't fit and your friends stop calling, you get depressed, adopt 27 cats, and paint your house plaid. When you adopt 27 cats and paint your house plaid, your neighbors report you to the authorities. Don't get in trouble with the authorities. Shop at the Habitat Home Center Restore, where you can get all sorts of stuff for great prices. You can also donate your stuff, and we'll pick it up for free and give you tax credit documents. So you can shop, donate, or volunteer at the friendly, bargain-filled Indian River Habitat Home Center Restore, located on US 1 North in Vero Beach, just past 45th Street East Side. Phone us at 772-257-0222. 772-257-0222. Habitat Home Center Restore is a not-for-profit.
You better, like
she needs
it.
Another
like
sip of wine.
She needs a little vino on this Wine Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for allowing us to join you on your drive home. I'm sure it was a great day, and it's even better now that you know where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery.
The happiest radio show host in Vero Beach, by
definitely
the way.
Definitely.
She sparkles on the air.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's because Kitty consistently keeps me plump with Pinot Gris.
Kids are sparkling with sparkling wine.
Oh. How can you not sparkle unless you have great wine in front of you?
You know, I had
or maybe
best in you is better.
Anya's a whole other kind of fun.
Right. Well said, Faye. Well, then, I think we all know a little something new about Faye.
I'm feeling I just learned something.
I love it. I had the best time at Blue Star on Friday night. I had missed Kitty so as she was gone for a while.
I hadn't seen you in a long time. We hadn't done any hanging out, cocktails, go dancing.
It was great music. If you're looking for a fun experience and you want good food and good drink and good entertainment, our downtown, our downtown offers a destination. But if you are hungry and that's a fixture of your evening, you must go to Blue Star. I had the best mussels.
Yep.
And then the
Your
escargot.
Husband is so addicted to the mussels.
He's addicted
with
to them.
The chorizo sausage and the tomatoes and the white wine.
It's
garlic
with
sauce.
The bread.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you dip the crostini in there.
Yeah.
And then we had your soup. Okay, so I'm a soup connoisseur. Faye, do you love soup?
I like certain soups.
Anna, you like certain soups.
You don't
okay
understand. Anna lives for soup.
I do, and I'll try any soup.
She will.
I am not going to be discriminatory.
Soup.
I don't care if it's cream-based, obviously.
I like cream-based soups, though.
Oh, okay, because that's clearly what I enjoy the most myself. And I'm not afraid of any of them. So last time I was at Blue Star, I had a chilled soup, and it was the smoked tomato, heirloom tomato,
and
like
fresh basil gazpacho. Yeah,
oh, gazpacho sounds nice.
Yeah, it was really good, very flavorful. But then last week I had mushroom, bacon,
caramelized onion,
and caramelized onion mushroom soup,
rosemary and thyme and garlic in there.
Addictive. I licked the bowl.
I can't
leftovers
you with that one.
Come on, it's one Wednesday. Day.
Darling, there was right. Do you have the
that
one?
Is yeah,
like,
you.
I don't have the leftovers. I licked my plate.
That is the second time in 2 months that I've made that soup, and I make enough, I think, to go for two nights, and it always sells out. It just before the end of the first night.
Well, just hearing
my
it,
staff is
the staff does a great
soup
job of selling
it. But
it
is
too
a great soup.
It was so sensational, perfect balance. You know when you have a cream soup, if it doesn't have the
well,
right amount
base,
of
and then
salt,
it's a chicken stock base, and then we finish it with just
a touch of cream.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
it
nice
wasn't thick.
It's not heavy, and also I don't know if everybody knows this, but I do not thicken my soups anymore with a roux or any flour-based ingredients. It's not that I'm gluten-free, but I've found that soups taste clearer, even cream soups, because you do have to add a thickener to it. That soup was thickened with jasmine rice that I in my Vitamix mixer until it was, and so the rice actually thickened the soup. And then
it was perfect consistency.
When I do vegetable soups, I usually thicken them with potato. I'll just boil a potato and then run it in my mixer.
That's interesting. I didn't realize.
Yeah, that is. Well, so basically what I'm getting at is that I'm an ambassador of your soup.
I love that.
I'm an ambassador of Blue Star, but of your soup in particular. It's just that good. And I just don't know where you can find better soup that's always consistently creative and different. You're not going to have...
And flavorful and good all at the same
right.
time.
Right. You're well, not going to always
have
that
experience.
We have
seafood and steaks and all kinds of cool stuff, too.
You have everything on the menu.
Well, yeah.
And you know, when you have a group
cooking.
Of people and you want to try a bunch of stuff, you can yeah. get all those small plates. I mean, you have a section devoted just to small plates. And
well, you
always
love
the
escargot, too. That's
yeah.
your thing.
Oh, I'm dying for to try good escargot. I had something a while
she
back.
She loves the escargot.
It was
I
in
get
like
it every
a,
time.
A rich, like, pink, thick sauce and the escargot. I don't know what it was, but it was wasn't at your place, but I'm dying to have that.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh. Let's see. Now right just got to whip
I
up a little penny vodka sauce.
Apples and bacon and garlic.
Right. Ooh. So you can't feel guilty because there's apples.
There you go.
It's very see, healthy.
It is. I loved
yeah.
it.
I don't feel guilty eating anything. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't either.
Okay. So, Faye, you do impromptu events.
Yes.
I know that you just did one this weekend.
Yeah.
So impromptu. Let's send a text 30 minutes.
I know no, she I sent me a text. I was like, gosh, if I wasn't 3 miles offshore on a boat, I'd be there.
And the funny part is a lot of people showed up.
Yeah.
You know, and
I
is,
saw
I
the
sent...
pictures. Well, how do you do those pictures on the Facebook?
I take a picture and I post it.
No. Don't
oh, you mean
you
the
be
collages?
Coy.
Yes. Yes, because I'm maniacal that way, too. What it is all I do is plan for other people, for events, and et cetera. As much as I would like to plan my days, it never coincides that way because my clients do have my full and 180% attention. The night before, I was supposed to be home from clients at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon. I got home at 1:30 in the morning, and I was supposed to head back out. And ironically enough, my other client and friend that I was going to see that was ill in Miami said, you know what, don't. I think it's better that you stay up there because they don't know what's going to happen. I'm like, okay, fine. My son looks at me, please cook, please grill. And I'm like, because I'm never home. And I'm like, okay.
For boys, it's just instinctual. Doesn't matter the age.
Feed
sizzle meat on a grill. I love it.
So I decided, okay, you know what? I'll reach out to some friends. But I still did it. I said, I'll start it one time because the moment I got up, I started marinating food, which you can appreciate.
Yep.
I had to make the decor right. I had to get everything set up. And
right.
I said, if you want to come after 1:30. I'd love to have you. My son says to please cook, and I'd love to have friends that I never get to see. Mm-hmm. And you and I, you know, we do the show, we do it, but we all have lives. And, you know, it's a busy time. And even though summer is supposed to be downtime for many people, it doesn't always happen that way.
We're blessed with enough
that's
business that it
That's when we get
isn't.
Stuff done that we can't do the rest
exactly.
of the year. We're busy. I'm busier in the summer.
Right. 100%.
I mean, I've been to Home Depot at least 5 times in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just home from away from home.
It is.
So it's
always
called Home
You
Depot.
Look around and you think, hey, my restaurant needs this XYZ PDQ. Let's
well,
go.
So what is. Was your, well, let's do this. What was your favorite impromptu prop for your event that you would recommend everyone just kind of always have this on hand? Because if you are going to put together a little party, quick.
It was just all the colorful straws. So everybody knew that their drinks and stuff like that. And we, when my guests got there, we created our drink of the day.
Nice. Oh, and what did you come up with?
Well, I created it was mango lemonade, peach vodka with an 80-year-old tequila that I had. And it was nice. Everybody brought a bottle of wine, and we drank a whole bottle of vodka and a whole bottle of tequila from the mix that we created. And nobody felt it. It was a perfect summer drink.
Yeah.
But I created like an interactive, like we took the alcohol in the house. Like, what do you guys want me to make? And they're like, oh, this needs this. And we added the tequila, and it was like our drink for the day.
Masterful.
You see a
with colored straws.
Yeah.
In a collage format that you're still not sharing with me and my listeners.
I will share.
I don't
it's
know.
A picture.
Did anyone else pick up on how
she's
she
got some
avoided
skills.
It? Avoided
no, not
it?
At all. I will explain, but it takes more than the time that we have to
oh,
explain how
fine.
To do the process.
Okay.
But what I want to share for people is don't be afraid of doing spontaneous. Even if it's yourself and your people live in your home, it's nice. Not everybody can plan. Say yes to just enjoying yourself. You can do laundry, clean the house, or do the lawn any other day in the week. If a friend invites you, heck, it's free food and drink, and you can have some laugh. It's much more valuable. It's going to give you a memory that the laundry is not.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Those dirty jeans
go and
remember
have
me
some
not.
Fun.
Go
for
and have
God's
some fun.
Sake.
You know, I was very blessed. Like I said, I reached out to you guys, and then I put out an open invitation. I said, listen, for my peeps that are in the area, please come over. We have more than enough food. Being Latin, you know, I didn't know if I was going to have one or 10 people.
Yeah.
I cooked for 30.
So yep. true, so true. Well, listen, please visit our brand new website, theveroinsiders.com.
Definitely so.
Be kind enough to support our sponsor, Sandridge Foxy Nails, Florals by Faye, Blue Star, White Glove Moving, Pac Mail, Beachside, and of course, the one, the only Vero Beach Magazine. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers, everyone. Enjoy your day.